Eagles a lead, but you heard from Kyle Shanahan, he's right. That fake punt flipped the game. Flipped the game. Momentum was all on the Niners sideline. The Rams were dead. It's 6:20 left in the first half. They're facing a 4th and 6. They've got nothing cooking. And they run a fake punt. Nobody sets the edge. Ronnie Rivers gets 7 yards. And Stafford ends up going. And Shanahan's right. Stafford ended up going 8 of 10 on that drive for 80 yards. They go on a 16-play, 87-yard drive with that nearly took 8 minutes off the clock. And they got back in the game. Now McKivitt's got to make a block. You get the sack fumble before halftime. Niners are up 14-7, and we're all thinking at halftime. I know you're thinking it. I'm thinking it. Every Niner fan out there is thinking it. How the hell is this game only 14-7?
They should have been up so many more.
They should have been up so many points. So then we run 9 snaps in the second half on the offensive side of football. They ran 9 offensive plays in the second half.
Second quarter. They had full control for the whole first quarter, and they ran, whatever, a handful of plays the Rams did. They had -9 passing yards.
Yeah.
He didn't have a completion until like his 4th series or whatever it was. And like the worst part about it is that there were some big bombs. Like Tutu made plays. They made a couple of acrobatic plays. One they dropped near the sideline. But you gave up 75 yards on penalties in the second half. 75 yards on 2 pass plays.
Yep.
And we talk about stretching the field. Those are the kind of plays. And he actually had 2 or 3 that were like airmailed where he's just stretching the field.
Yep.
Those are the ones where it bugs me that we don't do more of them because I know they can do more of them. It just feels like they don't dial up those types of plays.
Well, you do it in the first quarter to Brandon Ayuk. You dial up a deep shot. I'm like, wow, look at Purdy. And he had that baby in the air for about 55 yards.
He actually left a lot of air under it.
He get a penalty. Nice pass. And the whole, that would have been a touchdown.
Yes.
It would have been a touchdown. Ayuk runs a great route. Tre'Davious White is beat, but you force a penalty. That's why I love the deep shots. You force a penalty. Now, the deep shot on the second and last possession on 2nd down. Purdy was looking that way. Ike's running down the seam, wide open.
When you look at the back view of that, though, and I'm not trying to defend him. He missed him. Like, there's no other way around it. But, like, I could see where he thinks the safety's going with him. It's tough to tell the safety depth. I don't know. It's a tough play.
It wasn't the safety to me. It was Tre'Davious White.
Because
Tre'Davious White on the left side, he's looking at him. And Tre'Davious White is like, oh, no, Ayuk's open. So maybe Purdy's thinking like, maybe it's too late. Do I put under? And he doesn't, and that's a tough play. But he is wide open. That changes the game. That changes the conversation for Brandon Ayuk. That changes the conversation this morning. Now we're all talking about what a win for Brock Purdy. Oh, my gosh, he won without the Avengers. Oh, my God, give him all the money. Instead, we're having conversations about special teams, about missed field goals, using a timeout. Unbelievable. The punter.
I mean, I've seen people criticize. I don't even know. Like, criticize the angle of the punt that he kicked. Well, Mustafa just whiffed, and then a bunch of other guys whiffed. I mean,
Adam Mean did say they probably wanted more air under that football. But you give up a 34-yard punt return. You can't do that.
And then they go right at Devondre Campbell.
Right at him. Devondre Campbell, who can't guard. Oh, my God, Devondre Campbell. Shanahan on the special teams.
Today, that fake punt, you know, it's just the momentum in the game. That's where I thought we had a chance to run away with it, not give them any hope. And that gave them a lot of hope, got them back in it. And obviously would love to make that field goal. And then every punt return, I didn't really see it. I mean, they got to the left on our side. I'm not sure exactly what happened, but those are 3 big plays in the game.
Huge plays.
Kyren Williams killed them.
Kyren Williams killed them,
I don't think we've talked enough, because Stafford had moments in this game, and
Kyren Williams controlled the game.
Tremendous leadership. Kyren, 24 for 89, and that's not going to pop. He was better than those numbers.
Yeah, 3.7, and he started falling forward. You know what I'm saying? There's a running back when, you know, who's at
he had a 4th and 1 late in that game to put him at the goal line. It was a beautiful run.
Who's the running back for the Kansas City Chiefs now, replacing Pacheco?
Oh, the white guy.
Steele. So Collinsworth made it a point, him and Chirico said, look how dirty his jersey is. It's like he's playing outdoors. And Collinsworth's like, it's a lot better to see dirt on the front of the jersey than the back of the jersey, because you know he is mauling dudes and trucking dudes and moving forward. So that was just, J.P. Mason had another good game. He's going to get overshadowed. I think he's running hard. He's making some catches out of the backfield. I think J.P. Mason's having an excellent, excellent, excellent start to the season. But when you lose, we don't even, like, people are even nitpicking the lateral at the end of the game. Were Brandon Ayuk targeting?
I don't know.
He got smoked on that play. There's no doubt about it. He got smoked, but I get why a referee wouldn't throw a flag on that situation. It's a scramble drill. It's like rugby out there.
I saw people say if he catches it, they score. I don't know. I think it's easy to say. I think it's a lot harder to execute. The final play, whatever. It's just It shouldn't have got to that.
No, it shouldn't.
It shouldn't have got to that. And we can nitpick a million different, like the third down drop from Ayuk early in the game. Yeah. That's so early in the game. It's tough for me to say that's the moment. The one for me is the one before halftime because it's a turnover, right? It's one thing to allow another player bat the ball out of your hands. All right, 50-50 ball, whatever. I thought it was slightly behind. Maybe he should still make the catch. But the McKivitz sack where he goes right around him and then strips Purdy, that felt like an opportunity to get 3 or 7.
Yeah, you steal the momentum back. Exactly. And the Rams were getting the second half kick. But you were able to say, even with that said, Chowski, that was a tough play. But even with that said in the third quarter, you watch it back, Rams basically punt. Niners get
the
ball.
They got stops.
And the Niners go on this 11-play, 91-yard drive. That took nearly 7 minutes off the clock. Look at 11 plays, 91 yards. Juwan Jennings make a play after
Garendo
play.
Garendo actually had some runs.
Garendo had to play. But the Purdy, we haven't even talked about it. Do we have the highlight? Purdy to Jennings for 31-yard. Let me know when you cue that up.
Oh,
let's get David Frisno real quick. David Frisno real quick, and then we'll cue up that highlight because I want to break that down because that was a beautiful throw, beautiful route. What up, Dave? Dave, what's going on?
Hey, guys. Hey.
What's up? What you doing? Is that your kid?
You guys been saying.
Is that your kid?
You guys been saying all day who the fault is, and you're beating around the bush. It's Kyle Shanahan. You want to blame the coordinators? You want to blame poor Bell? You want to blame the special teams? Why not blame the guy who makes those decisions?
Well, you know why? You know, I'm not blaming Shanahan. Let me explain why I'm not blaming Shanahan. When I see 6 drop passes, I see 7 penalties, I see missed tackles, I see these guys not setting the edge, I see lack of effort on pass rushes, it's hard for me to blame a coach who's not suiting up and playing a game. Players play, coaches coach. Players got to freaking execute. Enough with the blaming the head coach for every single loss. He's not playing a damn game. It's the players on the field who are not getting pass rushes. I'm about to lose my mind right now. When he dials up a play to Ronnie Bell and he drops it. When guys commit penalties on first downs, stop blaming the head coach for every damn thing around here.
You gonna let me finish, bro?
Yeah, I'm gonna let you finish right now, Dave. I had to get that off.
Okay. No, I hear you, bro, but he makes those decisions. He's a de facto in charge of this whole franchise. He makes all the decisions, the personnel, the coach's decisions. Ronnie Bell was on the field way more than Callen. Callen had a way better preseason. Everybody can see that. It was his decision to have Bell out in the first place. It's his decision to have McKivitz out there. It's his decision to have Campbell out there. Yeah, you say players got to make plays. Why don't you put the correct players on the field? And also with the whole play, the clock management, that's also been a negative on Shanahan. So, like, we blaming Sorensen. He's the guy that hired Sorensen. And we want to blame him? Like, come on, dude. You guys put him on his pedestal, not me. So he needed to be treated as such.
So you want to let me ask you. So let me ask you. You want Shanahan gone?
No, see, that's so lame. Stop doing that.
No, you're blaming him. You're saying he's picking everything. It sounds like he's not a great coach.
We're criticizing him. I think we're criticizing him. I think it's different.
No, it's hey, hold him accountable.
Exactly.
Hey, fix it. If he can't fix it, then he has to go.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
All right.
Well, and I would say this, like, to your point, do players have to make plays? Absolutely, right? Absolutely. You know, Bosa, you need to play better, okay? Brandon Ayuk, catch the ball, you know? Ronnie Bell, catch the ball. But let me play, like, the big picture here. Clock management continues to rear its head. Whether we agree, disagree, it seems at the end of the game, there are, even in victories, there are like, wow, there's a lot of things we can nitpick. Now, maybe that's every coach in the league, and I'm just focused on Shanahan. But that he does have control on that. He did hire the DC. He did. And so, yeah, he does need to be held accountable to a degree for that. Special teams, it's been a bugaboo of theirs his entire tenure. Now, they've been decent at times. It's also cost them a lot, right? 3 different mistakes on special teams ended up, any one of them could have cost them this game. Penalties. I don't know where I fall down on penalties. Some of these post-snap infractions are just guys who aren't good, which brings me back to personnel. Like, why are we playing, you know, Colt McKivitz at right tackle? You could have invested a pick into a right tackle. You haven't done that, right? And so when we have penalties and when we have big gaffes by specific players, Ronnie Bell, I do question why he's on the roster because he hasn't looked good in preseason to the fans, right? Now, maybe he's doing things in the film room that I don't see, right? The contract holdouts, I don't know how much Kyle has to do with that, but it has leaked over into the regular season, and now it's affecting the team, right? And whether that's front office, whether that's Kyle, but he's a big part of this organization. So he's not the reason that they're all of these things, but like the totality, somebody's accountable. Yeah, it does come back to the guy running the show.
This is a team-wide loss.
Agreed.
Team-wide loss. Out of all the, and trust me, I've been labeled a Shanahan hater. I 3 years ago, I heard from somebody from the Niners saying, man, you got something personal against Shanahan, don't you? I said, no. But if we're going to call him a genius, then we need to hold him accountable and put him on a pedestal. Be a genius then. You know, if you're going to be called a genius, be a genius. And he's not a genius. Nobody's a genius. But yesterday, when I look at that game, and out of all the people to blame, like, sure, Shanahan did hire Sorensen. Sorensen stunk yesterday. But Moody makes a field goal. You're winning. You're going home. McKivitz makes a block. You're going home with a win. You know what I'm saying? Ronnie Brown makes a catch. You're going home with the win. Mustafa, Saubert, they make a tackle. Maybe you're going home with the win. Pressure. Javon Hargrave, hey, get some pressure. Stop the run. Maybe you get a win. Players at the end of the day do have to execute. They have to be. We can't just keep blaming the coach. Going, oh, the coach. He's not missing tackles.
No, but he's
not getting called for holding plays. You know what I'm saying? He's not going in for IVs like Mr. Trent Williams. You know what I'm saying? He's not setting the edge on the punt. Like, come on, man. Out of everything to blame yesterday, we're going to go straight to Shanahan. I get it. He's the coach, and he's a lightning rod, and he hasn't won the big game, which is the Super Bowl. But yesterday, when I look at it, players are failing him.
He dialed up, like, for example, one of the best plays of the game, which we haven't even talked about, was the fake toss, fake slant to the
touchdown.
Throwback over to Jennings, which reminded me very similarly of the Seattle play on Thursday Night Football when Brock went up into Seattle and they did that play to George Kittle over the middle. That was a brilliantly designed play. Brilliantly designed play.
Can you play that, Spadone?
Fake it to Mason. 40. The shuffle, the throw.
That was the jump ball one.
That was the jump ball, the Randy Moss one.
Jumped over the guy. That was a great play.
Here's a touchdown.
That wasn't it either. That was the rollout.
Are we the first one or the second one? Just tell me which number.
It was the first touchdown to Jennings.
The first of his career. San Francisco touchdown.
That was brilliantly designed play.
But the route by Juwan Jennings, the safety, and Mark Sanchez highlighted it, the safety was playing on Juwan Jennings. They were sitting on the out, the quick out, because Purdy was killing him with the out routes and the slants, and the safety jumps the out route, and Jennings just turns it up on a beautiful route.
It was beautiful.
Purdy throws it right in stride, a beautiful spiral, 31-yard touchdown. It's 21-7, and I'm thinking order has been restored. Order's been restored. Niners are up 21-7. 11 plays, 91 yards. But what do the Rams do? Kind of like we talk about it in baseball, right? Shutdown innings.
Yes.
The score, you don't get the shutdown inning. All of a sudden, the momentum goes back into the other clubhouse. Well, the Rams, to their credit, get the ball down 21-7, and they go right back down the field in 6 plays and 70 yards. 6 plays, 70 yards, touchdown. Now, all of a sudden, it's 21-14 again. And I'm thinking to myself, why is this game so damn close? Now, you had to pass interference for 48 yards on a deep shot. Isaac Yiadom. He gets called for pass interference, and it flips the momentum again, just like that. And it came out, Nate. It was desperate, too. It was first. Think about that. First and 15 at their own 25-yard line. Niner fans are barking at SoFi. You can hear them through the TV screen. 21-7. Everybody smelling blood. Put the Rams away. Drop it to 0-3. Stafford drops back. Deep shot to 2-2 Atwell. 48-yard pass interference. And then it's like, here we go again. So to Dave and Frisco, I like Dave because he calls us a lot, and I like Dave. I don't want to get on this bumper. But players got to make plays. You get called for a 48-yard penalty. Is that on Shanahan? Or is it on, well, let me guess, Shanahan picks the players to play? Isaac Adams got to make a play.
Well, he does, but has third corner just, okay. Has third corner been a problem for the Niners for a couple years?
Well, it seems like they do miss K'Wan Williams.
Now,
K'Wan Williams wasn't healthy at the end of it, but K'Wan Williams was a very good nickel corner.
maybe the argument is, Joe, there's no good three cornerbacks in the league, which right. I'll listen to. Okay, that's a fair rebuttal. Like, how many teams have three really good? It's like saying, how many teams have five great offensive linemen? Not many, right? If any. I don't know how many teams have three great DBs, but I do know that third DB has been a big problem for them. So we could argue about how much control he has on that. Right. But like spending a third round pick on the kicker, that's every time, and it's fair or not, every time Moody misses a kick, that gets brought back up by a lot of fans. Like, oh, you spent a third rounder on him, right? And it's hard to defend that when he misses a kick. But like, again, Justin Tucker, one of the best kickers of all time, is having a bad year.
Yeah, he's missing a lot of kicks.
He's having a bad year. Maybe he's on the decline. I don't know. Kickers go in and out. The penalties, to me, it's not like team-wide, like 11 penalties for 200 yards. Right. They're not that undisciplined. It's the situational penalties where what I call great coaching, McVay and Kevin O'Connell identifying weaknesses in your defense, we are going to attack Devondre Campbell and Yadam.
Which I would like to see Shanahan do more of, attack teams' weaknesses. There's a lot of weaknesses on that Rams defense. Keep attacking it. Keep attacking it. But at the same time, players have to make – you get six drop passes in a game where Brock Purdy has been excellent with his accuracy, with his scrambling, with his pocket presence. Guys let him down. Guys didn't make plays when you needed to make the plays. Let's go to Leland in the 916.
What's up, Leland?
He's been on hold for a while. What's up, Leland?
Hey, good morning, guys. A lot of passion today, and I appreciate it. You know, there's two arguments that you guys are hitting right on the head. First of all, let me say, totally agree with you that – coaches do not play. They don't execute. Players do. I get it 100%. But the focus of my argument today really is going to be on Nick Sorensen and on one specific play to Tutu Atwell. How did they get that open over the top? Charvarius Ward was a defender, and if you go back and look at the replay, he had a 2.5-step lead on Charvarius Ward. Mm. That can't happen. You know, all throughout the conversation, we're like looking at a lot of the holes in the Swiss cheese, you know, the left guard, the right tackle, subpar performances of the defensive line. And there's like key moments in third quarter, fourth quarter, that if something, one little